We'll just jump right into that riff you guys missed.
Yeah, we got a nice little riff.
We're looking
here.
At a little Tom of Finland.
Of course.
And just the idea that he just sits around drawing this shit all day, but then not laughing at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, next drawing.
Next
is
one. Fireman, very large penis.
What is he, Danish?
I don't know. They all talk that way, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They all talk like Nazis. Tom of Finland, he's Finnish. Yeah.
Finish. Oh, interesting.
As in, please finish.
Please finish in my ass. What's he look
How
like?
How do he get his start?
Whoa, just a regular guy.
Yeah, he just looks like Vincent Price.
He does. Honestly, if Vincent Price could draw, it's a possibility he would draw shit like that, right? He's gay as hell.
Yeah. I love that the guys are just always hard.
They're always hard.
They're always hard. Or have like
and
a
their
huge
balls are
lump.
High up, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they have high up balls.
This guy has high balls.
Yeah. But I've seen high balls on a lot of Tom of Finland stuff.
Those guys got great balls.
Cause they to be fair though, they're wearing leather pants, so I guess your nuts could sit up in them weird. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Sucking dick.
It's also too, it's like I have no idea whether like if you tell me this is an authentic Tom of Finland or just some retarded 13-year-old from DeviantArt. I would have no idea.
It would be hard to
tell. Tom of Finland, you could tell from the strokes.
I say I would love to actually do that challenge. I would love to be presented with 10 Toms of Finland and 10 copycats.
Yeah. This one's got to be if things look shiny, then you know it's his.
He's got a little he loves sheen.
He knows how to make a shininess.
Yeah.
Tom of Finland turns 100. How the fuck did this guy live to 100?
Dude.
No, he died at 71.
Maybe just the style of
the
drawing.
The drawings probably turned 100.
71 is still a good...
You know for a fact he died at 71?
I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now.
Okay, well, let's read it.
I just want to know how he got into drawing hot guys.
No, come on, Adam. Adam's let's tell us about it. I want to learn.
I'm
sure
right
our
now.
Listeners want to learn about Tom of Finland, too. Don't you guys?
They want to hear
it. Yes!
About
yes! Yeah.
Dude, talk about cool shit like Elden Ring.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a new video game that we're just playing.
Is it like hard Zelda? That's what it looks like.
Honestly, don't know, don't care.
Wow,
not
really?
My job.
Yeah,
why?
I never gave a fuck about that World of Warcraft shit, dude. I play cool games
like Red Dead,
Cowboys, race cars. Uh-huh. All right,
sports,
fucking
Mario Party.
Mario Party. It's a fucking, it's very social party. Yeah. You need to have friends to play.
We did play Mario Party for a while there.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Even attempting to knock Mario Party as if that's like not one of the least gay games of all time.
I didn't knock. First of all, I have a competitive spirit.
Peach, you fucking bitch.
I have a competitive spirit.
Peach, you fucking whore. This is me at the Black Lives Matter protest.
Oh, well. Whoa, where's that guy's cock? Is it that big?
Where?
I'm trying to tell where his cock is.
I don't know. A lot of them have something in their back pocket that looks like a Frisbee.
Yeah.
But you know what I think it is? It's like, so there's the dick.
His dick's going back?
No, he's a...
Oh, I see. He's jacking off.
He's ejaculated. And now there's a bubble of cum.
So much that it's filled up his ass.
Yeah, he's got like a balloon of cum.
And then they're just kind of rubbing each other.
I think they're just having a kind of chat, real quick.
Oh, but the guy's jacking.
He's
off.
Like, so you.
Where's
take
the other
care
guy's
of,
cock?
You take care of the horses. Is right there.
Oh, look! This guy's got a pin, and it's a cock.
Yeah.
Let me see.
He's got a pin on his fucking collar, and I thought it was like going to be like Air Force or something. But it's a cock.
It's a cock.
That's a great touch that I really respect, Tom.
It's the details where you could tell that it's an authentic Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
retard from DeviantArt wouldn't be.
Oh
able
wow!
To
look at this.
This is more of like kind of a Norman Rockwell vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
The Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah, it really is. You can see the top of the guy's cock. You very rarely see. Well, I guess I won't say rarely, but you see, that's an artful way. Wait, is that a woman? What do we got? Oh, no, it's a guy.
It's a guy. Yeah, what do you mean, is that a woman?
I thought it looked like tits from far away.
You got to go to R. Crumb.
His shoulder looked like tits.
So basically, this is what I found out on Wikipedia. Basically, if you were gay, the way you could like look at hot guys were to buy magazines called physique magazines, which were just gay magazines, but they didn't say they were gay.
They said they were for working out.
They were for. So
similar to what bodybuilding forums are now.
Yeah, kind of.
Where it's like guys that don't want to admit they're gay, they talk about each other's bodies and how good they look.
Oh, they talk about a lot of stuff
on there. With the exception of MISC on the bodybuilding forum, which is one of the... Well, I guess you could say that's sort of like the... That was like the ball scene of early internet.
Yeah.
Like Paris is burning the MISC forum. That would be, that's as gay as the internet guy.
I agree with
there's
that.
There's a really good bodybuilding forum post about why Salman Rushdie gets hot chicks, and they are furious.
Oh, dude, this one's awesome.
I mean, see?
They're two, no, they're two soldiers.
I
want
to see the hot guys. You're not allowed to see any of them.
They're
the,
two soldiers.
I want to see the strong guys.
I will, listen, it's just good that you can't see them because our listeners can't see it either.
Yeah.
It's called, okay, it's actually called Manpower for Sale on ArtSpace if you guys want to check it out. Not you, Adam. Mm. Not you.
I'm not going to look, sure I promise. I'm reading
about the guy in the back is awesome. It's two army guys. They're wearing pith helmets. One of them has his ass out, who actually, I would say, probably looks like the manlier one. He actually is the bottom. And he's getting fucked in his ass, and he's looking back like, thanks for covering me, chief. Like, he's got a real manly look back.
Yeah.
And the other guy's fucking his ass. He's got his hand up his shirt. That's actually gayer than putting his dick in his ass.
Yeah, he's feeling up his tits.
He's feeling his tits while he's got his dick in his ass.
He's fucking the other guy in the ass, and then in the
back. And then far in the background.
There's a guy who's just jacking.
There's a guy who's jacking off, but it's awesome. He's holding his balls with one hand and jacking his dick with the other, which is an awesome move. Sometimes, I will admit, sometimes I jiggle my nuts when I really want to get a night. Whoa, that is a humongous penis.
I want to see the big
this penis. One's awesome. This one's called Tom's Rockwell for Sale. Mm-hmm. And it's a cop with what looks to scale to be about, I would say, a 36-inch penis. And that's the length. And width, I would say it's about a foot across. And a guy's putting his mouth on one quarter of the guy's dickhead and just slurping it like it's a soup dumpling. Tom rules, dude.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Tom started drawing so he could jack off? Whoa, there's a woman in this?
Great. Here we go. Now we finally found a way out of this, a way to be annoyed. The artist who recreated Tom of Finland's drawing for women.
Get the we can't have anything.
Right.
Shut up.
We can't have fucking anything just for the guys.
That's so annoying.
You want to be involved in Tom of Finland too?
But here's how stupid women are.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Tom of Finland, like, obviously, yes, it's like cops and stuff or whatever. It's like these ideas of authority or whatever. And then subverting them by making them homosexual.
And super gay, too.
Yeah. And now it's some dumb moron fucking lib woman comes by and goes, but aren't cops bad? why would gay want to be cops are bad? I'm using my woman brain to come up with why Tom of Finland is bad. And so I made it, but this time the cop is tied up and it says, I'm a fascist pig.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a fascist pig written on the pants.
Keep your politics away from our muscle.
No, there's
man.
Politics in there already. It's just that,
but it's also like
Ben Garrison. This is fucking
it's also like, oh, you know what's really good art? When you literally have to write your fucking message. Mm-hmm. Shut up, you dumb bitch. Tom did it with cum, and you couldn't even do it with words.
So basically, I guess this was the way, but I don't understand, whatever. But he got into it as a way around the censorship codes because overt gay acts were illegal. So the magazine.
What are they claiming that what he is. Ew, dude. Disgusting. You just fucking sprayed.
You're so gross, dude. I'm sitting here literally looking at gay porn.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is interesting. And then I look over at you and I'm disgusted.
Disgusted at how much you're sneezing.
I'm disgusted at you. The way you
fired off nine
in
a row.
The way you sit, the way you're like just wiping it on the
chair.
But
you know there's a cat in this house.
I know.
So take a fucking Benadryl. You come over here, you get snot
I'm gonna
and
go
feces
to,
all over
I'm
everything.
For the show.
We're trying to just look
That's
at gay porn.
That's not a big
porn,
deal. We're trying to watch gay porn together.
I know.
And describe
I'm sorry,
it.
I interrupted. Wait, so I guess these magazines were dedicated to physical fitness and health, and it was often the only connection between closeted men and their sexuality.
Interesting. So maybe that's why gay guys all are jacked now. It's vestigial. You had to be jacked to be able to look at, gay porno and meet up with guys to work out. Maybe they didn't want to be so jacked, but now it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he worked at an ad agency. So he was a commercial artist. But then he also ran a small mail order business directly distributing reproductions of these hot drawings.
That's awesome.
To the guys that wanted them.
Dude, imagine before pornography, being like, I hope my Tom of Finland picture comes in so I can jack off today.
And then in 62, there was a Supreme Court case between Manual Enterprises and Day versus Day. And they ruled that nude male photographs were not inherently obscene. So softcore gay pornography magazines and films became very popular.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I disagree with them. Well, I guess I don't.
Yeah. So I guess because of that,
I'm infuriated. But why isn't there Tom of Finland for women? I mean,
shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
That is infuriating. Yeah. I got to go. Now I'm going to have to look at so much gay porn to get
just
over
to
this.
Get over it. This that's great. A classic, the cowboy one.
Yeah, Bo Butler, 40% off for new subscribers. Damn.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
How much cock do you think Tom got?
Probably never had sex.
Yeah, he's just. That's why he put it all into his drawings where he could imagine.
Whoa.
This guy kind of looks like me.
That one's graphic. I mean, he just has a mustache.
No, he looks like me.
Well, his dick isn't. I can see his dick with the naked eye, so that's one big difference.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I mean, you don't know, that guy could be. That guy could be this big.
That's true.
If that entire man is only 12 inches tall, then I'd say the dick is accurate.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. That what I'm saying is
I love this too. Another dick coming.
The dick. The little details with Tom. He never loses an opportunity to fucking just jam a cock somewhere it doesn't belong.
That's the best part about this. It's also this guy's got like spina bifida.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. His spine is all fucked up.
Yeah, but they're just another cock.
That awesome cock just from the off screen. Like it's the hook.
It's a fucking boom mic.
Yeah. Oh fuck, dude! Yeah.
What's even going on here?
Can you, Adam? Can you see if Tom of Finland ever had sex?
I'm gonna look it up. Oh, okay.
What does it say?
Oh, he died from smoking cigs, emphysema.
Dude, everybody used to smoke cigs though.
Well, he beat AIDS.
Yeah, there's one drawing with a guy with a normal sized dick, and I thought it was a vagina for a second.
Because I'm
so programmed now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After so many of these pictures,
I will say he's not doing great for, male self image.
He had
how round that guy's ass.
He had a lifelong. He had a life partner. He had a life partner who was a dancer.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they
awesome.
Shared their life together for 28 years until his death in 1981. Oop. Oh, no.
Dude, that's... Gay guys, they get to just all fuck each other constantly. Mm-hmm. Even when they're... Oh, like look at those nips.
Yeah, this one's a good one.
That one's really good.
The water balloon cock.
Yeah, the soft but humongous cock. And the fucking double pierced nipples.
And this, like, haircut.
And just that dreamy, pouty fucking lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Tom of Finland comes to Japan. Let's see, is it time to read an advertisement?
This was his partner. This is the guy he was married to, Soph.
Bottom of Finland?
Let me see. No, he's not that hot.
I think
top
he looks great.
Top of Finland. Top, bottom. Works both ways. Top of Finland?
That's true.
Bottom of Finland. Look, this guy's dick and balls are in jail. They're putting this guy's dick in jail. That's
they've chained it at the balls.
Yeah.
That looks really painful.
No, but they all have this weird lump.
What is the back lump?
I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's in a lot of them.
You think it's not condoms because they're all raw dogging.
Yeah, it's definitely not condoms.
Maybe it's a bottle of lube.
I love this dude.
Dude, his dick was in so much pain. Those balls look like they're about to pop.
But again, just drawing this, if I drew this, by the time I got there, when I'm getting to the expression
right, the shading.
I'm weeping.
I am
fucking crying laughing. If I was drawing this,
having the idea, you'd start laughing.
Yeah, just hyperventilating. And just every bit of this.
But Tom's like,
Nothing.
this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is good art.
Yeah.
This is my art. Did he do any fine art?
I don't think so.
No, he did like... he did.
That's awesome.
He worked at an ad agency, and then he got into drawing hot guys.
Do we know what he...
It was his passion. He was doing it on the side.
Well, what was... Do we know any of his, like... You know, did he have any Lucky Strikes ads, or did he have any, like, you know, oatmeal ads?
Did he, like, sneak a cock into any...
Yeah, it'd be great if there was, like, one guy that, like, people... This was a secret life, and then it turns out he did Tony the Tiger. And it's too late now to get rid of Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, we can go to the Tom of Finland Foundation.
Well, let's do it, dude.
Where is it?
Next there's some rare interracial.
Next to the Anne Frank house.
You know, I will say, not seeing enough Men of Color's huge cocks here. Tom,
I'm looking at a black guy right now.
You need to learn.
He's on the website.
You need to learn. But doesn't he live in America?
On the front page of the website, there's a drawing of a black guy with a pretty beefy cock.
Yeah, but that's them. That's the foundation. They're trying to put a spin on it.
They're blackwashing. Yeah.
They're trying to, like, you know, they just found, like, they'll, you know, they basically, like, highlighted the one black. Oh, that one is so awesome. Just a passionate kiss.
Yeah, just
both their humongous cocks fucking flopping.
The victory over Japan day.
Okay, so if we go, we could go to L.A. to his home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Does he have a museum or something?
This guy using his boyfriend's ass.
You could visit Tom House.
That's cute. That's awesome. Oh, and he's also, the other guy's reading too. That's very literate.
Yeah.
So I guess the Tom...
It'd be great if, like, you zoom in and there's just the same...
is that drawing and it goes on forever?
Yeah.
So I guess it's in L.A., the... yeah, it's... It's,
Wow. The lump, I'm really confused by. He has it everywhere.
I don't understand what it's supposed to be.
It's something from Gabe.
This is John.
That's speaking. Awesome. Dude, that guy's cock is so huge. Like, like, I love, at a certain point, he just went so buck wild with it. Where it's like your dick is just at your fucking nipples. That guy's dick is just in the middle of his sternum. Respect.
It's so weird. It says, like, directions to get to his house, but it gives you bus directions. And they're super detailed.
We'll read them for anyone who's in Los Angeles.
So if you're in Los Angeles, you go to... sorry, I just scrolled past it. The bus stop is Sunset Echo Park. They're serviced by the Metro bus lines 4 and 704 and 2. Also the 603 to Alvaro Sunset. Continue on Sunset Boulevard to La Veda Terrace... And then up the short hill and up to the up the grand stairs until the Veda Terrace levels out another half a block. This is so detailed. Tom House is on your left. The house is only a 0.3-mile walk from the bus stop. Wow. It only gives you bus directions. It's so weird.
Well, dude, they don't need the traffic, you know? You know how many fucking... They don't need that many Vespas parked outside of their house.
Just post the address. I mean, like, people can look it up.
This one's got an elephant,
ripping
a guy's clothes off.
But you can't really see his penis.
Ripping a clown's clothes off.
That's interesting. He got into the clown shit, too. Oh, there's the Saturday Evening. This one is honestly my favorite one. It's so
Saturday
cute. And
Post.
It's so cute and, like,
I think
subtle.
The guy having his dick and balls put in jail is probably the best.
Yeah, that
one
one's pretty good. What's that? That looks like an ad or something.
That was just
a Physique Pictorial. I see. He got it.
I'm really upset I can't see any of these. It looks like you guys are having so much fun.
Dude, this one is so awesome.
Please, can I see?
This guy is reverse cowgirl mouth fucking a different guy.
No, Nick, please. I want to see.
You can't see.
It's not fair.
You're on the chair, dude.
I want to see the hot guy.
You ruin it.
You get the chair.
You complain about Steven and ruin it.
I didn't complain about him. I said I got mad at him because I wanted to finish my beer.
Yeah. That's a classic. A classic move where you pretend. You just change your tune midway through a story.
I said I got mad at him.
Based on the feedback you're
getting in real
time.
Wait, I said it wasn't funny or something? What did I say?
I don't fucking know
Who cares?
A fuck. I don't know.
All right. And anyway, so then I went to Google Street Views to look at Tom of Finland's house.
What does it say?
It's got tall hedges around the house. You can't even see it.
Wow. What the fuck?
Why do they tell you to go there? Oh, but you can call for an appointment.
But like,
oh, cool.
Like Cox. You ever go to Danzig's house in LA?
No. It's where he's got all his books.
Yeah, welcome my book collection.
Oh, right. Wait. What do the hedges look like? Do they look like cocks?
No, they're square, unfortunately. But he's got motorcycles there. It's pretty cool.
Of course he does.
You probably bet on that, you know?
Yeah, you could bet on whether...
Where could you bet on it?
You could bet on whether Adam has beaten off Tom of Finland.
Mybussy.ag.
Mybussy?
Mybussy.ag, Adam's. Mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag.
Not to be confused with mybussy.ag.
Well, that's Adam's website.
Mybussy.fag.
I'm reading a review of the Tom.
Okay, let's hear it.
This guy's mad. One-star review. I spoke to someone. No, that's me.
Don't use your real voice. Use your broadcasting voice.
I spoke to someone over the phone this afternoon about my experience with the
Tom
of Finland store.
Make it sound like a different guy. Don't use your regular voice. Make it sound like a different. Make it sound like you're doing this guy.
No, like a gay voice?
No, like no do don't it. Use your voice, I say.
Okay. Yeah, don't talk like a differently than you normally do. Mm-hmm.
I spoke to someone over the phone this afternoon.
No,
about
don't do a racist impression of a black person.
No, I'm trying to do
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it's a racist impression.
It's not racist. I'm trying to honor the great actor Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm.
Morgan of Finland.
Morgan of Finland.
The police officer's cock and balls ran all the way up. The first this time so I saw funny. Andy Dufresne in his leather daddy prison outfit.
Dude, this is such a long review on Google.
Well, we have time.
I spoke to someone over the phone.
Well, wait.
What?
Save it till after we talk about
mybookie.ag.
One of the premier websites in terms of gambling and gambling opportunities. When it comes to this, the NBA season's heating up, folks. March Madness is right around the motherfucking corner. Yeah. This is March. We got buzzer beaters abounding. Everything's going fucking buck wild. The NBA fucking the race for seeding is heating up. Baseball ain't gonna happen. It's a fucking gay bitch ass sport to begin with. You know what? I take that back.
DSA has ruined baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I think we can all agree the owners should get more money and the players are being fucking divas and prima donnas.
If you got the money, why not the fuck? Why can't you take the money? You
know, fucking true.
If you're making the money,
why can't you take the money to the bank?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you'll be doing is taking money to the bank after you bet using our friends over at mybookie.ag. A very good website that's never ripped anyone off, that has a bonus of some
kind.
Some
might say it's very good, very nice.
Very good, very nice. They have some kind of bonus. You probably get some kind of extra money
Adam,
for signing
up.
Very good, very nice. Chicken
very nice
nugget.
Bonuses. And when you sign up...
You've seen that guy, right? That mentally retarded black guy that's like the star of...
Beetlejuice?
No, they got another one down in the Bahamas.
Nice. So basically...
Check out mybookie.ag. They got this mentally retarded black guy that star of the show.
They got 100% sports welcome bonus.
Oh, I love it.
150% casino bonus up to $750. And guess what, guys? You could use bitcoins.
That's fucking awesome.
They have a VIP online betting experience. Their team is meticulously handpicked professionals with refined skill sets stemming from years in the online gaming industry. They want to redefine the gaming scene by establishing MyBookie as the world's leading online sports betting gambling website. And if you go there, I don't think you can disagree, folks.
There's no chance you can disagree.
There's no chance.
Unless you're a fucking idiot.
Unless you're some sort of dummy. Dummy dum dum. You can bet on anything. NCAA, NBA, NHL, PGA.
The Masters is coming
the
up.
The Masters is coming. The Masters. The
MLS. A tradition unlike any other.
The MLS, NASCAR. Right. the UEFA Champions League.
Oh my god!
They got great lines. I think they have in-game wagering. I don't remember if it's them or another place. I'm pretty sure they do.
They probably do.
They probably do.
And if they don't, it's for a good reason.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Because
it's not going to make you money. Because all they really
they're trying to save
is to make you money.
They want to make you money, and they
want
to save.
And they want you to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And you
just like all casinos and gambling things. They care about the customer. They want the customer to have a good time.
And so, and you can also use their casino feature, which feature you could play video poker, you play slots. You could do that on your damn phone, and you can do it for real money.
And that's really good.
And that's good.
That's a really good development for society.
They have a game called Greedy Goblins that you can play.
It's about Adam sucking cock.
And it is does look like an anti-Semitic character. You might want to check that out if you're into cool drawings of guys with hooked noses.
They just use the fucking L or whatever. What are the guys from Harry Potter?
Yeah, the Gringotts.
Gringotts. That's
the Gringotts elves.
Shout out to fucking J.K. Rowling.
Dude, in the movie, there's literally a Star of David on the floor.
That's so sick.
They got a live casino, slots, jackpots. Video poker, all that fucking shit. And you don't have to go out to a casino and get
COVID.
And get COVID from a.
Come on, there's probably gonna be a new variant any day now.
From an old lady wearing a giant visor with a fucking oxygen tank.
And you know what? You can now you can get pussy sent right to your door too.
On mybookie.ag.
They want the full casino experience.
They want and they have you could get the buffet. And then racing too. You can bet on the ponies.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can pick the damn ponies.
A day at the track.
All right, so
all from the comfort of your home.
All of this is available at mybookie.ag, and you can sign up with the promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Try them both.
Try them both. Try some other ones out.
Try them both. Put in
just put a bunch of shit in.
Put in some expletives. See if it works.
Put in Monday. Put in the Bill Burr podcast. Put in. Chapo Trap House.
Yeah.
Pardon my take. It could be any of those.
Okay.
The Low Post. Pod Don't Lie with Sam and Stav. A very good basketball podcast that you guys should listen to if you're into basketball. I do a podcast with Sam Morrell.
If you love this league.
This league. So, yeah, mybookie.ag, Cumtown 20, bet your money. You'll make more money. It'll be fun. And you can fucking do casino shit from your phone. Another thing I would suggest you guys do is the tour is mostly wrapped up at this point. Thank you for everybody who's come to see me on the road. I'm going to be in St. Louis tomorrow, Thursday. We added a late show. The early show sold out. Chicago, I'm pretty sure everything is sold out. Maybe I can add an early show, like a brunch show, Saturday or Sunday. I don't know yet. Probably not, but just look out maybe if you're a fucking dumb bitch who didn't get tickets. And then I apologize. I had to cancel some shows for some family shit, but I will still be in Atlanta the 1st and the 2nd of April in hot Atlanta, brother. I'm going to be in Toronto on the 16th, Providence the 28th through the 30th, Washington, D.C., the D.C. Improv, 12th through the 15th, and Philadelphia.
That's fun.
Yeah. The Philadelphia, the 16th to the 18th of June.
I want to do the DC Improv. Yeah, I've only worked that club one time.
Really, that one time where you lost your pants or whatever?
I forgot my pants. I fucked the Chinese girl in the woods.
I remember that like it was yesterday. We really have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Our lives.
I've lost my pants.
You were homeless, basically. Fucking Chinese bitch.
You didn't have a place to take a lady.
How did you even... She didn't even talk that much English, right?
No, she spoke English.
Oh, I thought you said I thought you painted it as she was like.
But
foreign.
She also went to a park to fuck Nick.
No. Yeah, I mean she wasn't. Yeah, she didn't have.
It was broad daylight. I was like, yeah, I like my stuff with me.
What is going on in this bitch's life that she just fucks a drifter outside?
Wow, women are truly pathetic.
Well,
anyway,
I used to be handsome.
No, I mean you're handsome, but you also look like shit.
I'm at the age now where I'm gonna start doing the thing. I used to be a really hot guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn middle aged, be like, women used to love me.
Yeah.
I was a hot guy.
I was a hot piece of ass. But still, there's got to be something wrong with this woman to fuck a It'd be one thing if you fucked her in your hotel room.
Yeah.
That's different, but you fucked her outside.
I went down there without a plan. I was like, I'm just going to fuck my way through the weekend.
Yeah. And you fucked one woman outside?
Yeah, she's like, no, you can't stay with me. I'm like, well, can I fuck you then? She's like, all right.
Honestly, respect for even having the gall to ask that question. That really is, man. That's I gotta tip my hat to you for making that one happen.
Like, maybe we can find the public restroom.
And it's not even like night, right? Like, I've fucked in a field when you're drunk and it's like there's nowhere to go. This is the mid soberly.
Raw 11:47 a.m.
There's a guy going for a run.
We left from Starbucks.
Yeah, some fucking lobbyist is fucking running past.
I'm like probably making sure the Little League game can't see.
That's pimp, dude.
What's up with her? You guys keep in touch?
No, never.
You should hit her up. Tell her I'm going to be in D.C.
If she's listening, tell her stop.
Anyway, stavi.biz/store for tickets. You know. Oh, and also subscribe to my YouTube. I'm putting a lot of shit on there now. I'm going to release my special there probably in April. But yeah, go to my YouTube channel. I'm releasing a lot more stand-up there and on my Instagram, TikTok, all that shit.
I'm doing stand-up again, too. I got to do that because I got to do something for money. So yeah. I will be at Caroline's, I think, June 23rd through 26th.
Nice.
If you want to buy New York area, you want to buy tickets, and then I got to line other stuff up. Probably going back to Lincoln Lodge. Most importantly, if I'm anywhere on the East Coast, I will have them. But if you are in New York City and you would like to buy one of the new run, I got a sample shipment of prints from a high quality print shop of the crumb from Ah Real Monsters holding his balls over his head. I got a couple of those that I'm selling.
Yeah, you can come to Nick's house and
no, come to Funny Moms. I'll sell them at Funny Moms.
Okay, that sounds good. Anyway,
Monday nights.
And Funny Moms is happening the first month, not the first month of the month, but it's back and they've been fun so far.
Bring cash.
And
if you buy a shirt, you get in free.
No, you don't.
What do you mean? I haven't taken a dime from the show.
Well, offered you every
single
time.
You can have
time.
Some money. You're going to make way more money than we will from selling shirts.
Yeah, you'll do fine. So let's read this gay guy's
yes. Thank
review.
You for remembering.
Did you say the promo code?
Yes,
yeah,
we said
it was Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Mm-hmm. You were thinking about those drawings.
No, I was thinking about Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I haven't seen that in so long time.
It's not good, dude. I rewatch it like once a year, and I'm like, fuck yeah, Dracula. And
it's not good. That's the one with Gary Oldman, right?
Yeah, Gary Oldman and Keanu Reeves and...
It's a nice cast.
Angela Statchett.
You know what? I watched that Bassett.
Angela Statham.
Yeah, I watched it. You know where I watched it? As a youth in Eldis's family's home on Patterson Park Street. Or it was right by Patterson. It was across from Patterson Park, in his little Albanian fucking like two bedroom apartment that him, his parents, his grandma, and his sister all shared with their cat. It was a good time.
Yeah,
and then we got on Eldis's dial up internet connection. Eldis actually had internet before me.
Yeah,
if you can believe it.
Cram Stoker's Tom of Finland.
Ham that's Smokers.
That's the movie I want to see.
Cram Stoker's Tom of Finland?
And, Francis Ford Coppola presents Tom of Finland, starring Gary Oldman. Do you want to go to jail? Is that what you want to do? Get your fucking hands up against the tree. What song? What song?
The Godfather.
Oh, The Godfather. Okay. Yeah. But I'm just a motorcycle. I'm just a motorcycle guy.
The
all right, all cokes. Settle down.
The guy that
use your settle down. Calm down. Think about what you want to say. Go ahead.
The guy that wrote the 1-star review of the Tom of Finland Museum. He's written one other review, and it's a 1-star review of a Dollar Tree.
I'm gonna get stars.
Listen,
tattooed on the side of my cock, but so it's like 1-star, 2 stars, and then a half a star at the top.
Okay,
so it's like 2.5 stars.
2.5 stars.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait. Your balls are. I'm sorry. The first stars are your balls, or in the side
on
of your
the
cock?
Shaft. On the
shaft.
Side.
Shaft.
So cool. It's, yeah. So you measure it by a star.
By
rating.
A star system. I
two
like
and a
that.
Half stars.
But you can make a star as big as you want.
I know. I'm being modest.
That's
I'm
all,
being
dude.
Humble.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's maturity right there.
It is maturity.
So his other review is of this Dollar Tree, and it's
now
it's
you know this, people are going to find this gay man and say Adam Friedland
his
called
name,
you a faggot.
His name is Nick Mullen, but he said that
easily look it up. How many reviews of the Tom of Finland House could there possibly?
Okay, fine, but he put it on
and
the
you
fucking
read
internet.
His, you read it.
It's word. Too late now.
It's too late now.
So we might as well read
wait,
it.
Okay, listen, it's
for somebody that supposedly cares right. so much about the worker. This guy's probably a waiter at a bar.
That's true. Yeah,
this guy no. This guy quite literally does not care about the workers. He's
okay, let's hear
about
it.
But at the Dollar Tree, he literally gave the time that he was there.
That's awesome.
But he was complaining that to the cashier that they weren't following the 6-foot distance protocols.
Hell yeah!
And
at the Dollar Tree,
and she was rude to him.
Oh my god.
She was rude to him, and he's writing this review to say how dangerous and unprofessional it was.
And then this motherfucker's going to the gay drawing the gay museum during the height of the pandemic. They didn't follow the 6-foot rules. I was trying to go see men's drawings of
so,
men's
okay,
penises.
Wait, listen, this review is
which
good.
Is essential during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So he said absolutely... That's Los Angeles in a nutshell.
I spoke to
if you need to know anything else about
at a
fucking
Dollar Tree,
California, the state that loves the pandemic. Everybody needs to be locked inside, except for the homosexual population, who thinks it's okay to go to the Tom of Finland Museum while people are dying. What happened? I thought this was a deadly pandemic.
Okay.
Maybe there's a little bit more truth to the bug chasing accusations.
Tucker. Did he really want to get AIDS?
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to get HIV, just like the drug peddling HIV addicted male prostitute George Floyd, who died while committing a felony and he deserved to. Sean Hannity is next. Thank you, Tucker. Beautiful night tonight. Speaking of penis drawings, I'm looking at Donald Trump's cock right now, and it's gorgeous. Joe Biden could never have a penis so beautiful.
His penis is small.
It's small even in even when drawn. We've got Peter Ducey on. Peter, you're a beautiful little baby boy. I want to kiss you all over your face. Great questions today. Super fucking good questions. Jen Psaki is a bitch who deserves to be raped for even daring to, you know, I'll tell the audience right now, I've known Peter since he was a little boy. I remember watching his father change him. I've seen his penis as well.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It was great. Even as a baby, he had one of the best penises I've ever seen. Peter, thanks for joining us. Do you think President Biden is a faggot? And explain to what degree of a faggot you think he is. Thanks, Sean. I do. Coming up, we got Luis Gomez.
That's going to be so awesome.
Luis, yeah.
I would love for Luis to make a full pundit.
Luis,
pivot.
If you saw President Biden right now, would you bend him over and fuck him in the ass?
Oh, I don't know if I do that.
Get the fuck off my show. Get off my show. You're wrong. You're wrong. Well, I'm not going to hear it. You're wrong.
Lib Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you're a turncoat.
Too afraid of cancel culture.
I call him
to rape Joe Biden.
Some of us aren't afraid.
Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm on pins and needles here.
Okay.
I want to know what this fucking guy said.
I spoke to someone over the phone this afternoon about my experience at the Tom of Finland store and the customer service at the store. I wanted to make sure that the information I gave and the horrific experience I had gets in the right hands and dealt with immediately.
What is going on? These are homosexuals in America. Demanding.
Back in June, I placed an order for a book. Forever, but...
When forever, but a homosexual book.
When I placed the order, it was listed as in stock. When the order processed, it was then listed as a pre-order. When I made it clear through the emails with the store that I wasn't that it wasn't clear that it was a pre-order. Through emails with customer service, I was told that I would have forever, but...
And by the way, this is not even a Tom of Finland book. This
no, it's just gay pornography.
Gay porn, a book of gay pornography. Yeah.
Writing a review about it rocks.
It's got 111 5-star...
Wait, what are these guys doing, gymnastics?
They're gymnastics.
Are their cocks touching?
No, not at all. Cocks aren't even out.
Interesting.
Okay. Their cocks aren't even out.
They don't even have their cocks.
Their cocks aren't even out.
Through emails with customer service, I was told that the book would be sent to me by August 2020. Following that email, I continued to reach out to them with my concerns. No reply on their end. I even checked their website, and to my surprise, the item isn't even sold anymore. I was never notified of anything. No one ever reached out to me to initiate a refund when they
all right,
clearly...
What's this guy's name? Let's put him on blast. What is the date of this review?
Nick Mullen.
What is the date
okay,
of this review?
Okay, so he's...
No, no, no. What is the date? I need to know whether it was
a year ago.
During the pandemic or
yes,
not.
Yes.
This
he
fucking...
He went there in 2020. He went to the Tom Finley.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Shut the fuck up.
This fucking cocksuck. I mean, you know.
Not actual cocksuck. That's not what we're mad at. Yeah. That's cool that he does that.
That part's fine. But this fucking piece of shit, I'm more mad that he lives in California, to be honest with you, than the gay stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Gay people used to be cool. What is this?
How much does this book cost, by the way? Look it up.
I'll check right now.
Okay.
To fucking tattle on somebody?
I was never notified of anything. No one ever reached out to me to initiate a refund. Yeah, no. I sent a dispute with my credit card company and started running into troubles. This morning, I called the store to make sure that this item would be canceled and my money would be refunded to me since I have never and not received it 7 months later. Wow. I spoke to someone by the name of Joachim Andreasen. They were beyond rude. Andreasen used foul language towards me.
You know, I will say, it's kind of hard to find where to get it. It's not available on
it's
Amazon.
It's rare. Very rare.
It's hard to get a hold of.
If you would like a copy, come to Funny Moms. I have an extra.
Oh, wait a second. There's... Never mind.
You can get anything.
You can get a used copy of for... Oh, wait, no. This is different. You can get something called Banish Your Butt.
Forever but not Forever Bust.
I want to be... I want to eat Forever Bust.
Now, Andreasen used foul language towards me, had an extreme attitude, and hung up the call. Now, that is not acceptable at all in caps. I am a customer, first of all. I paid for an item I never received. And
dude,
they don't even sell it anymore.
I can't even find it on eBay.
So, of course, I am beyond entitled to a full refund and at least an apology for the inconvenience, yet none of that happened. I am beyond furious with my experience, and I believe someone would run. I can't believe someone would run a business like this. I really hope someone. I see numerous people wrote some terrifying reviews about not refunding and unprofessional behavior.
Terrifying,
from the store. And it really hurts the reputation of the foundation. And horrifyingly disgusted to know that a company representing foundation speaks to customers with swearing words like fucking pussy.
He called this man a fucking pussy.
That's fucking awesome.
And accusing this isn't. This is bad. He made a typo. Grammatically incorrect. They have no responsibility as an online store to make sure that ship items ordered or to check the status to make sure customers who order the items get the items for the money they pay.
Dude, and I can't find this book anywhere. I'm
this is
everywhere.
Sickening. The experience was nothing but horrific, and I would never recommend anyone to use the Tom of Finland online store or Culture Edit for any purchase. Horrific. Okay, whatever. That's it. Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
And he's ratting on a blonde cashier at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, let's hear it.
During the pandemic, social distancing between customers is required, and the cashier with long blonde hair who worked at the store on January 28th around 2:30 p.m. did not try to follow the socially distancing rules and forced the customers to check out faster, and it was dangerous and unethical. We requested the manager...
Dietsmoke.com.
Yeah,
Dietsmoke.com. We requested the manager take a look at the female cashier who refused to follow the protocol and was rude and forced the customers to check out faster by not following 6 foot distance rules between the previous customer and who.
Wow, that's crazy. That guy needs to smoke or eat some gummies, some Delta 8
some
gummies.
Delta 8
from Delta DietSmoke.com.
You got DBC gummies from this company, DietSmoke.com. You're listening to the Gene the Napoli Italian podcast. Brought to you by DietSmoke.com.
Mm-hmm.
I love Diet Smoke because it's got everything. It's got Italian, it's got Elvis, and it's got New York.
It's got New York.
It's got New
the
York.
Three things everyone loves.
You know, the gummies. So if your teeth are mostly, you know, you got dentures, guess
perfect.
What? Guess what you're having for lunch? Diet Smoke.
You can also swallow them whole if you really want to.
You can
to.
Swallow them whole.
It's about getting
Italian
it
style. You can have Italian style. Swallow them whole.
The way you... Yeah. The way your dad used to eat pork medallions.
Yeah,
just fucking drop them in your gullet.
Boy died of a heart attack at age 27. right before your 12th birthday. Your Italian working class dad who made tablecloths. Where we grew up, everybody back in those days lived in Gravesend, the entire mm-hmm. country.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was Italian. They were all Elvis. They lived in Gravesend. And everybody's dad made red and white checker print tablecloths.
That's right. And they
come home after a hard day of work and he'd play accordion for 15 hours straight until it was time to go back to work. And naturally, lack of sleep took a toll on his cardiovascular health. And he keeled over at a heart attack age 27. Now you were the head of household. Because you were 12, you started having sex with your mom.
Well, you have to.
You're
the man of the house.
Or else your pussy will close up.
Well, she had the biggest, most beautiful tits in South Brooklyn.
Yeah. Right?
So they used to call her the queen of diet smoke. Why'd they call her that? Who gives a fuck? Go to dietsmoke.com.
Go to dietsmoke.com, find out.
And she had...
The answer's there.
You had to fuck, because if you didn't fuck her, somebody else was going to titty fuck that bitch.
And that's how you want your dad from heaven looking down, watching some fucking other mook fucking your mother?
You want your dad up there with his fucking accordion, playing the sweetest song St. Peter's ever heard in his fucking stupid fucking life. And somebody, he looks down. His wife's lubed up with olive oil, getting every crevice, every fold, sensually fucked. And it ain't his son's cock. Ain't his son's cock in there.
It's a stranger.
Yeah.
A fucking stranger. No,
that's
thanks.
The history of Palm Restaurant.
Right.
That's what I always imagine anytime I'm in there.
I've never been there.
It's pretty good.
Where's Palm?
It's diet.
Is it a steakhouse?
No, Parm.
Oh, Palm. Not the
where?
Palm.
Where's Parm?
They're
Soho.
All over.
There's a couple.
There's one in City Field.
Soho is
interesting.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Okay. Good to know.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Not as good as Diet Smoke.
Not as good as Diet Smoke.
Enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke.
Smooth penis flavor. Mm.
Designed to produce the softer high than Delta 9 THC. It's 100% legal THC, and you can enjoy it with peace of mind as per Section 297A from the
Delta
2018 Farm Bill. Delta
is at the
THC
razor's
legal.
Edge of legal ability.
Yep.
And guess what, folks? You don't need a prescription. I never tried marijuana because I didn't have a
every Delta 8
it.
Gummy comes with a holographic image of a child being raped inside. And as you know, holographic film is not regulated by the federal
government. That's right. That's right.
Holographic
every single Diet Smoke package comes with a now defunct Dreamcast. And you put in a disc, and it's actually
Sonic's penis.
It's Sonic having sex with your neighbor. As a child.
Yeah, that's right. And check it out. Yeah, diesmoke.com. Use
it's
promo
all
code
from
Yeehaw. Use promo code Yeehaw.
Promo code Yeehaw.
For Texas style discounts.
Promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20, and you're going to get a great deal.
They'll send you a lasso that's been in a
child's
ass.
They'll make you feel
ass.
Like Aaron Lopez. When you use that promo code and you say, I'm getting all this stuff for free, what do you got? African slaves working there that
right.
I can get this for free.
And like, listen to Sunday's episode to hear learn about who Aaron Lopez was.
Patreon.com/AaronLopez.
Patreon.com/AaronLopez.
Yeah.
/Cumtown.
Aaron Lopez was a famous socialismo open mic comedian podcaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Lopez, who conveniently moved in and out of being Hispanic whenever it.
Well, he was a Jew.
Yeah.
That's another interesting fact.
He was a Jew first and foremost. We could all agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they got two great flavors also.
Diet
Smoke.
That's awesome.
Blue raspberry and watermelon.
I love it.
One of their flavors is Entenmann's Double Rich Chocolate Donuts. They licensed that.
That's so good.
Am I right? That's on there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And they have their website has a blog, and you can read that too.
Do we have any new reviews from... Because sometimes we get some really great reviews.
You'll love it so much you'll say Delta 8. Delta 8 my pussy. I had such a good time chewing these gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Delta 8 my pussy.
You might as well say Delta 8 my
might
pussy.
As well, and check out promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Not Yeehaw.
Not Yeehaw.
Which I'm getting word now from our producer that Yeehaw is now defunct as a promo code. It's Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Wow. And I'm getting word from our producer, who's really hot, has big tits, that she wants to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let her,
yeah.
But she's got to be quiet about it.
because you guys, because Nick and Adam are going to be jealous.
Well, now that Corona is over, I'm ready to go on some sex tourism.
Oh yeah, where are you going?
Southeast Asia.
No, I think I want to start with Western Europe.
Okay.
The colonization take that tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to Britain. And, okay. I'm gonna do myself up Muslim style.
Mm.
It's gonna be me, a couple other packies, and we're gonna run a little ring. You know, we're gonna find a couple of working class teenage girls and run a little ring for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when the police,
so you're talking about, you're gonna sex traffic women in England.
Yeah, teenage girls.
Okay.
And when the police show up, you just say like, I don't know what, mm-hmm. what are you, racist or something, and
right.
then they're like, oh no, definitely not, sir. Cheerio!
You think that'll work?
Yeah. I think that does work.
So because you're the colonized, and they're the colonized.
From what I've read online, right. that seems to be the...
And to be clear, just so I'm clear, it's going to be you, two Pakistani men. You're going to be in brown face?
I think it's got to be a whole crew of Pakistani guys.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how many?
I don't know. I think there's like usually 15 of them.
So 15.
You
and you're in brown face.
It's all guys that go in together on a lease on a Toyota Corolla, and they all drive it on Lyft, and then they get like wayward kind of slags. I guess you call them
right. slags,
chavs.
Yes, like
those slags are like whores.
Yeah, just
sluts.
I don't know. Like I imagine like fucking like those British girls that wear sweatpants, and then the mm-hmm. they're like the you know like Air Force Ones with
yeah.
the springy kind of.
Oh
kinky,
yeah, that's a kind of girl,
and then they look pregnant.
Uh-huh. That's
but they're not
chavs. No, this bitch with the big eyebrows and all the bronzer.
Yeah, like a British chola.
That's what
they
I'm
really
saying.
Do look so fucked up over
yeah,
there.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's a horrific looking
agreed.
People.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's the thing. People get all up in arms. They're like, oh, these Peckies are ruining these British girls. You know, right. they're raping them and having it, and there's no. Accountability, and it's like that's probably the pinnacle of those girls' lives.
First of all, the British gene pool needs a little mixing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they all look like dogs.
To be yeah, chained to absolutely. a twin bed frame from World War II
mm-hmm.
in a like a what are they called council flat?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Somewhere in some
in
town that
estate.
Hasn't seen daylight.
Yeah, council estate.
Some town that hasn't seen fucking daylight
Manchester.
Since before the Industrial Revolution.
Sure.
You know? It's
yeah.
like, what the fuck was you think? What, you think she's going to be Elizabeth Hurley?
Right. Yeah.
You think, well, she's
you
certainly
think she's going to be fucking
she's
posh
never gonna,
spice?
What do you think, she's going to be the Queen of England? Ain't wrong. You guys already got rules for that.
Yep.
Maybe in America, if she was born, she could become Queen of England.
She's hot enough.
If
she's
hot
on
enough,
suits.
We don't have royalty.
If the prince happens to see her on a TBS procedural show.
We got a little thing called meritocracy here.
Yep.
You know, we got plenty of Muslims. Show me one instance in which they're creating a sex gang, sex rape ring.
Wait, do they? Is that like a British thing?
Yeah, it happened a couple times in Britain. That's like a thing. Like whites. You got to check on. Like you got to go on Stormfront to see those stories.
Oh, I see. They're real happy about that.
There was one case I think in like Rotterdam. No, not
Rotterdam.
Not in the Netherlands. There's another place in the UK.
Fuckleham.
But they, you know, I mean, they're always covering up child rape in the UK because it's like a big part of their culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the pillars of it.
Yeah. Child rape Pakistan.
The literal prince is a child rapist. The prince of England.
Rotherham child. He goes, Rotherham child sexual exploitation scandal. And then when you click on it, Wikipedia it gives you a 503 error. So you're not allowed
Damn.
To read. You're not allowed to read that article.
You're not allowed to read the...
Organized child sexual abuse that occurred in the town of Rotherham. Oh, here we go. And there's also the Rockdale child sex abuse ring, and that one's also not available.
Well, are you sure it's not such a...
Yeah, why did
shut off?
Why did British police ignore Pakistani gangs abusing 1,400 Rotherham children?
1,400?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Story of rampant child abuse ignored and abetted by the police emerging out of the British town of Rotherham. Till now, its scale and scope would have been inconceivable in a civilized country. Its origins, however, lie in something quite ordinary, what one Labour MP called not wanting to rock the multicultural community boat.
That's insane, dude.
Imagine the following case. 14-year-old girl is taken into care by the social services unit in the town where she lives because her parents are drug addicted and she's neglected and not turning to school. Yeah, it was like...
They were just raping...
A whole crew of, like, pimp daddy papas.
Wow.
Of, like, Pakistani...
cherry-popping daddies?
Pakistani guys who finally got the curfew on midnight.
Yeah.
From their conservative father. And they're going out and they're getting...
Jesus fucking Christ. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe they're trying to be more British. Yeah. Maybe this is their way of trying to assimilate.
This is what
by
happens.
Becoming child molesters. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was over 15 years though. So you're talking about less than 100 girls a year.
Yeah, that's not news.
I mean, I'd sex traffic that many women by myself.
And you haven't
really
even tried?
Yeah. Is that so?
Yeah.
Because to those seem like really high numbers.
First of all, my understanding of sex traffic is you invite a woman over to your apartment, you're unable to get hard, and then they get stuck in an Uber for an hour and a half trying to go back to Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, I'm also sex
traffic. That's what I think sex traffic means. Yeah. Is when a woman comes to your apartment and the blue chew does nothing.
You have to take six
yeah.
to even get a little movement on
right.
your dick.
And then mostly you're having an allergic reaction.
You have a headache.
You have a, yeah.
Your ears are hot.
Right. And I'm like, well, I'm hard now, but I can't fuck because I'll
but
die.
My eyes hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just look like Paddington Bear. I got my pants off, but I'm still wearing a hoodie and a hat.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Almost no arrest. Oh, yeah, but Delta8.com diet smoke.
Promo code Cumtown, Cumtown 20.
Either Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
You're going to get a great deal.
You're going to
love the way you look.
You're going to, and you should try it because they'll give you the guarantee. It will fuck you up.
It will, 100%.
You get fucked up. Now go there and buy it. Look, we don't have fucking, you know, we used to make the reads all funny or whatever.
Right.
And now I'm trying to, it's the last year of the show. I'm not holding back, dude. I'm going to talk about my politics.
Dude, about time. I've been telling you this.
I'm going to bring up the Rotherham child sex abuse, which will immediately make the leftist dorks that listen to the show brace for some anti-Chapo language. But then I make it even worse by saying those women deserve to be raped.
Right.
And then the show becomes fun for me only.
Right, right, right.
Which is all I ever wanted.
That's true.
But anyways, point is we're wasting precious time doing these fucking reads.
So true, man. Mm-hmm.
And
so fucking true.
Because, you know, we got to, I coach Little League.
You do.
I got to be out of here.
So you have any other brown on white news you want to talk about, Nick?
I'm sorry. Didn't you start this show talking about fucking how you were disgusted that a black person dared to speak to you at... When you were at... Oh, that was off mic. Sorry.
Oh, right.
I forgot, right before we started. Yeah, you're
so now
us,
you're making things up?
Now I'm making things up? Dude, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude, that thing you said earlier, that was fucked up.
They're fucking...
So, Nick's just started lying on the show.
All I'm saying is if you go buy the fucking Delta 8 gummies, they will fuck you up. It is drugs. It should be illegal. But because of subsection 22A of the Farm Bill or whatever the fuck it is, you can buy this shit now. Go use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Buy the shit so I don't have to deal with emails.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I don't want. I don't want to deal with emails. Yeah. I don't care if they don't pay us. I don't care if they drop us as a client.
Well, I mean, they should pay us.
They should pay
us for the read.
But I am done with emails. I'm done with them. I'm not doing them anymore. I'm too old.
Good for you, man.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, old folks, they didn't have to do email.
That is actually true.
You know, and I'm like, you don't know how to use a computer, Grandpa? And it's like, bitch, I was in the Navy. I got chlamydia from Africans.
Right.
The fuck do you mean I don't know how to use?
Fuck you.
Fuck the computer.
Yeah.
I raped my way all up and down the South China Sea.
In the service of Uncle Sam.
At one point, my dick was green. Okay? The fuck, I don't know how to use AOL. I'm going to pull my cock out right now.
And you can look at it.
You can fucking look at it.
It's
There's not a wrinkle on the thing. You know why? 40 years of fucking chemical peels induced by STDs that somebody got from a spider at some point.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
The only medicine they had in those countries was coconuts.
Right.
Different types of fucking, different parts of the coconut.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're fucking, you have to become a man. You got your manhood ceremony or whatever, 3 p.m., your right. dick's covered in bullet ants.
Yep.
And then you fuck your cousin.
Right.
Because there's only 12 people that live in your village. And that's the pussy everyone's sharing.
Yep.
And then I come out to liberate these people from the fucking nips. And then I fuck that. Right. And now this is what my dick
is. Now my dick looks like that.
Why don't you tell your little computer friends that?
Tell your fucking friends about my dick.
And that's Rob for me, because I didn't have a war.
Yeah.
We didn't get to have a war.
We didn't get that.
Granted, my entire adolescence.
We have been killing people.
We've killed probably 8 million people in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
But that I didn't know.
I didn't get to go.
They didn't report that on the news, so I didn't know that I could enlist.
Yeah, I was watching Family Guy.
Defend my country. I was watching Family Guy and learning the different types of weed.
Yeah.
I was learning all the... There used to be a million types of weed, and now it's legal, and there's just a million types of not weed.
Right, such as diet smoke.
Yeah.
Which, thank you to the farm.
All I ever wanted was to have my piss burn after fucking, you know, a woman that looks like Lando Calrissian's co-pilot. That's all I wanted. To go to war and to have that. And I would have stayed off the computer. But that got taken away from me.
So
the least you can do is go to deltadietsmoke.com, buy that shit, so I don't have to fucking read emails.
All right.
And I can sit at home and masturbate to the idea of having become infertile.
Of doing war crimes.
And impotent from war crimes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, it would have been cool to be part of the greatest generation.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have.
Fuck them.
Just William Holden. They didn't even... Growing up, you've never even seen a Chinese person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're over there in war and you're like, are you saying we can fuck them? Doc, you know, Doc, are you saying it's all right to fuck him? Because, you know, some of those guys, if you're like from a farm in Missouri. Yeah,
totally.
You know, there's like two people. There's the guy you bought milk off of, and that's the only person you've known.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And now you're in the woods. I guarantee you one of them like fucked a Chinese or a Vietnamese and then probably had sex with a chimpanzee thinking that was like the same thing.
Yeah.
And like, well, I already did it to the one. Yeah. I didn't know her brother was off limits. You're like, that's not her brother. He's like, well, I guess I deserve this, what you call it, HIV I got now. It says, but there's nothing in the Bible about that, is there? I'll ask the chaplain. Maybe he can say a prayer for me and I'll get what you say it was, my T cells back. What you say it was I lost, Doc, is my T cells.
That would really suck to get AIDS in the service.
Well, I didn't know there was a difference between the hut people and what they were telling me is an orangutan. I thought it was the grandma of the tribe. And I thought I'd be modest and fuck the least beautiful one. I thought maybe I'd be doing my Christian duty to have intercourse with the ugliest one of the tribe so I would not to feel as lecherous as some of my brothers in my platoon were immediately going for the big titty bimbo.
Damn, that sounds awesome.
But then I done and did it. I got HIV from an orangutan.
Wow, dude. And that's in Vietnam? Or?
Yeah, it's The Thin Red Line.
Okay.
That's the movie The Thin Red Line.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Classic. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's all from that movie.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah. What are you saying I got again?
Oh,
Gomer Pyle HIV.
Let's get the fucking spinoff, dude. Let's get the fucking reboot.
Yeah.
Where Gomer has HIV. He keeps getting a different episode.
Pyle, did you fuck that orangutan? I thought it was the grandma. So you fucked the grandma of the tribe? Well, I guess I didn't after all. That would have been a disaster. Well, I guess you could say then I averted a disaster by getting HIV from the orangutan. canned laughter. I'll let it slide this time, Pyle.
He's just slowly dying the rest of the season.
And I feel good.
Turns out my HIV was cured by being irradiated by one of the test sites.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Gomer Pyle, F-A-G-G-O-T.
What's the original?
USMC.
Oh.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Oh, he was in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. A jughead.
Yeah.
Or a jarhead.
Jarhead. A jughead was the comic.
Right. Archie's friend.
Right. So yeah. Fucking true.
Faghead, that's what they call him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was his name.
Jughead sounds like a slur.
No.
Like about a group of people with big heads.
I suppose that's true.
I hope people don't get... I'm trying to cancel me over saying those 1,400 girls deserve to be raped.
Did you say that?
Yeah, because they're British, though.
Right.
I was on some, like, let's check these Mayo ass.
Right. Because who are the whitest people in the world?
And they're British. And they're the colonizer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Is like I'm
specifically
I'm
those girls who had horrible parents that abandoned them.
Obviously, naturally, I'm mad about Ukraine. You know, I get heated about this because I warned people for years. I said, if you know, you vote for Donald Trump, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, he's just going to fucking
what's going to happen?
Putin's going to feel, and then of course Donald Trump gets elected. And then, you know, he loses the election, but then 2.5 years later, fucking...
look at us now.
Look what fucking happens, you know? And, but so I'm mad about it, but I also want to make sure that I'm not supporting any of the Mayo-ass Nazi...
Of course.
...Ukrainian soldiers.
Right. Mm.
Because that ain't it, sis.
That is not it.
No, that is not it.
You show me some of the ally white women woke Ukrainian soldiers. Those are the ones. That's who I got the blue and white out for. Blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow.
The blue and yellow.
Yeah.
Well, I have it out for Tony Soprano's mistress in the first season.
She's Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Oh, missing the leg.
No, yes, that's the sister.
That's her cousin. But yes, they're both Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the
brunette.
Those
are some tough broads. Yeah, no, it's true.
The
like
brunette is hot.
Like those guys, like it must be a nightmare right now for mail order bride guys because they can't.
Yeah,
get
I was saying if you go on Chad the day the invasion happened, if you went on Chatterbait, there's a lot of girls just using their phone and the thing was like, there's just bombs going off in the background. They're like, this may be my last broadcast.
Oh my God.
And people are like, show pussy.
Show, oh, that's so sad. Can I see your pussy?
Show pussy, baby, please.
Damn.
Can I see your sweet pussy before you die? Just camming as the Titanic is sinking.
Respect, dude. Yeah. You go out doing what you fucking love. Like the guy's playing the fucking violin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This bitch fucking...
She has a love in her ass.
Gentlemen, it has been an absolute honor to masturbate with you. Boom, 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 boom.
Fuck my dick and fuck my fucking balls.
Suck my dick and fuck me and my fucking asshole.
My dick is small as shit.
Mozart.
My dick is small. I'm fucking get my dick.
Damn, when are they gonna hit Titanic on 4K Blu-ray?
Trying to see those titties
on
4K,
there?
Man.
I might do a little Titanic.
I watched it.
I don't know if I ever said it on the show, but I used to have a recurring dream about Fabrizio dying and getting real sad about it as a kid.
Mm.
Remember that Jack's friend Fabrizio?
Yeah, he drowns.
No, he gets crushed by the fucking.
Oh, he gets crushed
by the thing.
The tower.
The tower. Whatever the fuck that thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember how he died. I remember him dying and being
sad.
No,
he goes, and he's like, yeah, he's fucking Jack's Italian friend.
And then Jack just gets his ticket?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
No,
they both go on at the same time.
But he's not in the movie at all.
Yeah.
But there's also like multiple YouTube tributes to...
That's awesome.
What is a truly memorable character?
Yeah. Fabrizio.
Jack Trent Fabrizio.
He's in it for like the very beginning, right?
The very beginning.
Yeah, they're running on the boat.
Yeah.
They're running to the boat.
And then maybe he pops up later. He's like, Jack, I got a piece of pussy. I got the tiniest piece of pussy.
They win the tickets in a card game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
That's an unlucky draw.
Yeah.
You'd rather have lost.
But if you fall in love.
True.
Before you die.
True.
And she doesn't let you on
Right. I forgot he does.
She doesn't let you on the damn door with her.
Well, apparently it's a matter of buoyancy or some shit.
Nah, she's a dumb bitch.
That's what James Cameron says.
He's a fucking liar.
Oh, he finally answered that question.
He said it was like the weight or whatever. They wouldn't float two people on it.
That's so stupid.
He's some a fucking shit like piece that. Of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, why even answer the question? It's like, I don't know, because here's how fucking stupid and
he needs much to of a die fucking at the moron. End of the movie.
Exactly. That's the answer.
That's the answer.
Yeah. It's like, because, okay, oh yeah, you're right. The movie should have ended where they both go on the door.
And they fall in love.
And then and they live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Why don't you make that movie, you fucking cunt?
Tell him. Talk to him.
He should let me. I should just go with James Cameron to these events.
You should. You look a lot like him.
Yeah. I look like that Tom from Finland guy.
Yeah,
you do. A much smaller dick.
No,
like an insanely smaller dick.
No, maybe
like one 198th.
No, size. No. Yes. Okay. Goodbye, folks.